I'm Warren Berkeley with the Laurel Heights Church of Christ. We welcome you to our website and to this recording. Would you be turning to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. I'll meet you there in just a few minutes. We hope and pray that you are safe, that you are taking necessary precautions for your physical safety as suited to your location and circumstance. Beyond that, we hope and pray each of you have a preeminent interest in being spiritually safe, right with God, living in Christ, reading your Bible, learning, growing with the aim of glorifying God and serving people effectively every day and eventually going to heaven. The purpose of our live stream broadcast and our recordings is to address our spiritual condition. And the way to do that is with God's Word open. So I'm here with you now in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. This was written by the Apostle Paul to his brothers and sisters in Christ in Thessalonica. In this passage, he is encouraging them to stand firm, be grateful, and hold to the teachings of the apostles of Christ. At verse 14, this statement: "To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." Here is a concept or image that is frequent in the New Testament: being called. Staying in this context, how did the Thessalonians become Christians? And it can be said they were called. It says here they were called. Well, how did that work? They were called through the gospel. When they responded to the call of the gospel, they became Christians. And now Paul is urging them to remember that and to reflect on the purpose of all of that, to obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here is this idea of being called through the gospel and then standing firm and remaining faithful in that calling. Everything in the New Testament before and after this verse informs our understanding of this verse. In the book of Acts, Luke documents the spread of the gospel. The gospel is spoken to people. They were told of sin and its damage. They were told that Christ died so that sinners could be forgiven. They were then told what to do to respond, to receive forgiveness from a gracious God based on the cross. See, they were being called through the gospel, and as many as heard, believed, and obeyed were answering that call and became Christians. So today, to our friends and relatives and neighbors and co-workers who are not Christians, we can say, when you hear accurate Bible teaching, when you hear the gospel from the New Testament, you're being called. When you listen to preaching from Scripture on this recording or on our live streams, you're being called. When you read the New Testament, learn about sin and the gospel remedy, you're being called. When a Christian speaks to you according to what Scripture says about your life and what is written that you need to do, you're being called. What will your answer be? We want those in this virtual audience who are not Christians, according to the teachings of the New Testament, to pay good attention. And we want Christians who are in this virtual audience to share this message. We have so much to say to people in the world today. We can say to so many people, you are being called. What is your answer? I want to be specific about this in several different directions. This is the call of duty. Once you accept that you were made by God, that you have a creator who is identified in Scripture, one immediate question ought to be, what is my duty to the one who made me? We were made. We have a creator. And that means we are inferior to him, obligated to him. What is my duty to the one who made me? I want you to listen, please, to this familiar passage in the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13 and 14. The end of the matter. All has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. This is what Solomon called the whole duty of man. And Solomon says that God, the Creator, will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. This is duty. And as one created by God, this ought to be my desire, to discover in Scripture the details of this duty and to engage in obedience to my Creator. This isn't just one of a number of things I might do with my life. This says the whole duty of man. And this isn't a call to be a scholar. This isn't a call to just read and learn. This isn't a call to identify with some denominational group. This is the call to embrace what life is all about. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. When you hear Scripture taught or presented in oral or written form, you're being called. We are being called to accept our duty toward the one who made us. In this one thing alone, there is reason to become a Christian, the call of duty. Secondly, there is the call to be forgiven. In our ongoing bi-weekly adult Bible class at Laurel Heights that we offer on YouTube and our website, we are going through the book of Acts, and I share with you something we have talked about all the time in these classes. The sermons in the book of Acts get straight to the core of the gospel, and that is, Jesus is the Savior who gave his life on the cross so sinners can be saved. You're being called to respond, to be forgiven of your sin. How simple is that? He is the Savior. You have sinned, but you're being called to respond to him to be forgiven of your sin. In the book of Acts, as you go through those sermons and look at the responses documented by Luke, the inspired writer, some answered that call by repenting and being baptized. Others did not respond. That's all through the book of Acts. In 1 John 3, 4, and 5, listen. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, appeared in order to take away sins. Do you want your sins to be taken away? You're being called when the gospel is read or heard to answer the call by the activity of faith in Christ to have your sins forgiven. What does that mean? You believe in Christ. You're ready to confess your faith in him and obey the command in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized. If you haven't done that, you need to answer the call of the gospel. You're being called to accept the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments. You may say straightway, but I've sinned. Jesus is the remedy. And the call of the gospel message is respond to him, obey him. Also, This is the call to elevate your mind. Does it sometimes occur to you that your mind needs to be cleansed, lifted up, elevated? Listen to Colossians 3, 1 and 2. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Do you ever have a problem you detect with your attitude? What about thoughts you know you shouldn't entertain, or just a preoccupation with what is earthly and worldly? Does it occur to you sometimes, I'm just not spiritually minded? Well, when one answers the call of the gospel, buried with Christ in baptism and raised with Christ, there is an authentic change of mind and renewal that can happen internally. The attachments of this world no longer hold all your attention and take you in 100 different directions, deeper and deeper into a busy, frustrated life. With Christ, you can now seek the things that are above, where Christ is, at the right hand of God. As a Christian, you can be fully engaged in what Jesus said in Luke 10, 27, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind." The call of the gospel is to take your inner person, your mind, to this higher level, this spiritual perspective, by responding to Christ initially and thereafter. If you are not a Christian, you're being called by the gospel to engage yourself in the whole duty of man, to be forgiven of your sin, and to elevate your mind to this better condition. And number four, this is the call to go to heaven. Christians love to read this text in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." I just love the sound of that, don't you? God's great mercy made this possible. He has caused us who are Christians to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To what conclusion? To what ultimate end? To an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven. For what people? Those who through faith, that is through their response to the gospel, are being prepared for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. And don't miss that phrase in verse 4, "kept in heaven for you." Think of a place where there is no sin, no decay, nothing breaks down, nobody gets sick, there is no death. When you read and study Scripture, when you hear live stream preaching or recordings from the New Testament, the gospel is calling you to this place. Jesus died for you to have this opportunity. God's mercy caused this to be real. Why would you not answer this call? And then once you become a Christian, Paul says in Ephesians 4:1, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called. Through these recordings and live streams and all our online teaching, we are not begging for money. We are not claiming we are perfect. We are not trying to convince you we are the best, the biggest, and the brightest. We want you to hear the gospel. written on the pages of the New Testament about who Jesus is, what he did, what he offers, where he can take us. You are being called through the gospel. Will you answer that call? Please contact us if we can further teach or help you concerning the whole duty of man. The end of the matter, Solomon said. All has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us this time.